Talmud Beis, we just started right after the two dots. Let's pick up from two dots again. And the machloek is in a case where the it's too high, and you want to raise up the floor of the movi to make it the gap will not be too will be less than 20 amas. So how much do you have to raise? You have to raise the tefach under the kara, or further back also. So how you? So first, the more thought kama might means how much height do you have to address. The more says kama mamayit, kama the tzarech le. How much do you are you mamayit? As much as you need. Ela rechavay bekama. How wide is this area that you're being mamayit have to be? Rav Yosef Amar tefach. It has to be a tefach. The minimum width of a kara is a tefach. So immediately under the kara, there has to be a tefach, which is high enough that the gap between the kara and this is less than 20 amos. 20 amos or less. The rest of Bayomer, no, are both tefachim. It has to be four. See, four tefachim. Where it says, lema b'hokam mefilkin. Let us say, this is what the argument is about. Okay. We're going to have an argument later on. Which side of the kara? So, how far are you allowed to carry in the movi? To the front of the kara, all the way to the outer edge of the kara, vis-a-vis the Rosh Hashanah, or the inner edge of the kara. Okay. So the man number tefach kasaver mutzli shtamash tachas a kara. You're allowed to continue to carry under the kara. So means a person who's standing under the kara he's using the outer edge of the kara. So as long as he can stand on that spot, on that raised area and see the kara, that's good enough. But by the time you get to the edge of the end of the kara, there's somebody who will have the hecker by the kara. Aman domer our book, so we're also lishtamash tachas the kara. So it's the inner edge which you're going to use. You can't say the tefach under the kara is the amount that you raise up, because specifically the tefach under the kara you don't use. If the whole idea of the 20 amos is you have to be noticeable, so who's going to notice it? The person behind the kara, it's more than 20 amos for him. The person under the kara can't use it anyway. That's not where the hecker is. The hecker is from behind the kara. So it has to be behind the kara.
So why isn't it too tall?
So Rashi sort of asked the question. He says, once you say you're not going to say it's just the tef. Generally, we find any time we talk about a mokum, we always talk about 14. So we want to correct this mokum. We'll correct it with an area of 4 tefachim. That's a mokum chashuv already. The only argument of a tef, because specifically it was only for the person. It's only needed for the person under it, and the person under it. The width of the curve is a tefach, so you talk about a tefach.
Would they automatically notice that it's so small?
The point is, the chazal was masakan akar, because you notice it. Within 20 amos, people notice things. About 20 amos, people don't notice.
It seems strange that the heker is only for, that individual or handful of individuals who might be, under the kara at that time.
Anybody could be under the kara.
Yeah, but in other words, you would think that you need to have a hecker that's good for rove of the people in that mavor.
I think the point is as you come out of the mavor, you as you're in that last point. You'll notice it. If I hold the heckers from the inside, I'll never notice it. If you hold the heckers from the outside, every person will notice it as they walk out. Okay, not everybody's going to use it, but everyone will notice it as they walk out.
Okay, I guess I was assuming that there'll be a number of people who just never reach the end of the mavoi. No, they don't go to Rosh Hashanah. They're just going from the chatzot to the mavoi.
Oh, it's possible. But eventually everybody's going to have that hecker is something which will be aware to everybody, because everybody at some point in time will walk out. Samor says, no, the Kuliyama Ksuber Sorry, mutter lishtamash tachos akaro. That we could both say that you're allowed to carry under the karo. V'hol kamefligi marsav karo mishum hacker marsav karo mishum machitza. So we can make one argument that they're arguing whether the heter of kara, which is a discussion later on, is the heter of kara based on the idea of hacker. It's a way to make it just people aware of it. Or do you say that it's because of it creates it's a halacha mechitza. For it to be a halacha mechitza, so that it has to be a mechitza on a mokum. So a mokum requires four tefachim. The boys say the kuliyama hacker kar mishum hacker, or a third argument I can say everybody agrees that the kar is mishum hacker. B'hocha b'hacker shal matza b'hacker shal malak mifluki. What does that mean? The marsover arminan hacker shal matza ke hacker shal malak. The marsover lo arminan hacker shal matza ke hacker shal malak. That. Bai says you don't say hacker shall not take hacker shall malo. With the amount that we required above, the hacker of malo was the tefach. So the hacker of mata means the area down below which we need people to know this. Is the same amount, that same tefa. And then he says, no, that we want, I mean, obviously the whole hacker is above, but we want a larger area, by says, we want a larger area below, recognizing the area above. So we're concerned about the fact that people step on this area which is raised in order to compensate and close the gap. So we're afraid that it'll decrease. If you just put a tefach there, it'll decrease. You wear it down as you step on it. So according to Abaya, if you have an area of four tefachim, even if the first some part of it will decrease, you'll still have another. Some part of it will still remain a tefach high. Will remain the right height, whatever the height is, out of the four tefachim. Something will stay high enough, whereas Rabbi Yosef is doing your bare minimum. If you lose your height in the bare minimum, you have a problem. So Rashi, Dalam and Beis, Bala Matzei, Lasses Binyan Itzdaba. You're going to build up a step in the bottom. Offer to put dirt there. Tachas Akara. Ba'aretz l'mayit gerva ha'chalal, so to close the gap. Kama l'mayit. Some more thought it meant kama yagbiya karka. How much do you have to raise it up? So the answer is kama circle. Actually, hechalal yeshalasim. Whatever you need to close the gap. The more says no. But question was rechava shalmiyut. L'achib l'sech erech ha'mavi kama. How far back do you have to go back? How wide do you have to make it going back into the mavi? Tefach k'negad rechava shalkara v'tatea. You put a tefach. The width of the kara, immediately under the kara, you put this raising. The outer edge encloses it. It's the 20 amas is to give you this, making it noticeable. Reyesh hacker. The person who stands on that tefach, which you've raised, will notice the kara. The chula aprima yerba says, and we said that it gets enclosed from the inner edge. You can't carry under the kara itself. The actual width of the car itself is beyond the enclosed area. Well, the movies, the people who are walking in the movies, they will not, if you raise it immediately under the car, and that's it, they're not going to notice it. The car is lamb. It has to extend back into the movie. That should be noticeable because she is shamshaboy. When they, in the, as they're in the movie, they come to that spot, they'll notice the car. Given that fik day mitachos akara, so once we're not using the special idea of just being the width of the car because you're right under the car, so go back to our standard minimal size. And standard minimal size is an area which is nikr and choshev, which is 4 tefachim. Lord, the kuliyamo mutter. Everyone's you're allowed to carry under the car. Welcome if a gemarsa rekara shetitna chachamim lemovi mishum hacker ba'almahu. It's a reminder. The lolei say the mishri rishus harabim, because people otherwise will think if you can carry an above, you can carry rishus harabim. Reish kan hacker, because he sells it, because you're mishtamish and tachos akar. So everybody has to go in. As soon as they walk in from rishus harabim and say, ah, now I can carry. Mother arbo ksav rikara hamateris b'mavi, v'tam rishu mechitza. It's a halachic mechitza. The meaning of chura mechitza in Yerba, so I said, the outer edge encloses. Remember, Rabbanan de Betvemi asked him, Larmina Yerba Soysim, because Chazal came along and said that this halach of being Soysim doesn't work above 20. The Kim de Lahavi, Miyat Dalid, if the area which you're enclosing is not 4 tefachim, so above 20 it doesn't count as a mechitza. And it, so now we're raising up to make it not above 20. So the area which you would raise up would be less than 4, means you're making a mechitza. It's an area less than 4. An enclosure of less than 4, it doesn't work. Like you find by Shazay Yochid, if it's less than 4 tefachim, it's not considered, it's not an enclosure. Even though it's the walls are 10 tefachim high, but it's not dalet al dalet. It's not dalet. It's not an area which can be considered enclosed. So Rashi is saying it's not a halacha that there's a din by Shusha Yochid, you need dalet tefachim. It's an enclosure. It doesn't make sense less than 4 tefachim. Because it's the rose, the chanya ben akvaya, nami hachir minun, the mechitzes elin ken yesh tech hachalal arbo beperek ketzer mishtatvin. The case where you had like ledges sticking out of the house, I don't remember the exact case over there, it has a few cases. If the area which it's enclosing by the end of the ledge encloses, it has to be at least 4 tefachim. The Mor says, alternatively, the problem is Sher Hashem and Yivchus. Again, it reaches a reglayim. Yipachis amiyit v'yamin alpachas mitafach. The area which is which will be the right height will end up being less than a tafach. Hilchah b'inan tvei, so you need more. So this way you have more. So even if some of it gets worn down, there'll be slowly a tafach's work, which is the right height. So once you're not going to use the same number which we use the mala, which is 1 tefach, we'll go back to our standard minimum, which is always 4. Okay. It's not the Gemara. 2 dots. Now the problem was it was too low, and you want to now dig in and lower the height of the mavi by digging in, and now that the karo is above an area which is 10 tefachim high. You dug out in order to complete the height of 10 tefachim. So how much do you have to dig out? Mor says, kama chayke, kama the tzarech. Again, you talk about how deep you have to go, so as much as you need. Mor says, ela moshcho bekama. How much does it extend back into the mavi? Reza Omer B'dalad, Reza says it's four tefachim. Abai Omer B'arba Amos. Abai says no, it's four Amos. So Rashi just deals with the word moshkai. We had it for rochvai. Rochvai is its width, and moshkai means it's in how long it extends. So we're talking about how long does this depth extend? How far back do you have to extend this digging out? So we talk about an item, you say, how wide is it? So you say it's roichav. So you're putting something there, but to close the gap. So how wide does it have to be? That's called roichav. Here you're doing an act of digging it out. And you're saying, well, it's the mechitzas around it which are defining it. There's an area which is 10 tefachim high. So I wonder, what's the area that you're talking about? You're discussing not the width of the item, but the area. So you say, how long does the area extend? So you say, it's meshech. I wonder if that possibly could, you know, Ipshai, it's just a language issue. It sort of addresses the issue why, if you talk about closing an area, so the minimum area that you would close is always is our fourth tefachim. So Rish says, I can't go with a tefach. The width of the kara, because that's not the point. The point is the kara is enclosing an area. Over there, the problem is the area is enclosed. It's the problem is I need a hecker of the kara. Okay, it's not a question of kara, of hekers. I'm not enclosing an area if it's too low. So how much do I need to enclose? At least 4 tefachim. And the Abaye says, no, it has to be 4 amos. Because the minimum size of a mavi is 4 amos. Okay, the Mor says, Let's suggest that they're arguing the situation. The Itmar, we have the Rav Ami and Rav Asi discuss the following case. You should have a picture in your Rashi's over there. So the front of the Mavi is enclosed. The back two walls are complete, and the back wall and the left wall of the picture are complete. The curve is in the front. In the right wall, there is a gap. As you're moving forward towards the front of the movie, there's a gap, and you put something there to close up the gap, or the wall remains. The front part of the wall remains, so that becomes now like what's called a pass, something there to close it. So there's this opening. So how close to the front is this opening going to be a problem? So Idmer Mishmei the Rav Amir Rav Asi Im Yesham Pas Dalad Mater Bepirza Ad Eser. If the opening is less than 10 amos, and the remaining part of the wall or a board which is put there to be the wall is 4 tefachim wide, it's mutter. Vimlav, if you don't have a pasav dalad left, pochas mishloisha matter, shloisha matter. If it's lovud, which is less than 3 tefachim, it's okay, otherwise it's a problem. Okay, so. Now we're talking about the pirutz, right? The Pesach for the Mavi is the front area. The car has to go where the Pesach of the Mavi is. We're going to have a Pesach, which is right there by the front of the Mavi. It's going to create a conflict, which where is the Pesach of your Mavi? You put the car on one and not the other. So it's going to undermine the validity of the car, being the car is over the Pesach of the Mavi. So we don't want to call it a Pesach. See, if it's Lavud, it's Lavud. If it's not Lavud, what we're left is saying, listen, well, it's not a problem, but the more we're suggesting is, I have X amount of distance towards the front, which is enclosed, so that's like the Mavui, in a certain sense. So the Mavui, the Kara is the Pesach of that Mavui. And then male, this is, then you go to the, there's a doorway on the side which doesn't bother us. Because at the Mavi, the Pesach of the Mavi is in front, is because there's a Mavi there. So Rashi says, well, how long is that Mavi? So Rabbi Amir Rashi say, for Tvachim, it gives it a shame Mavi. Right. We never spoke about the dinner of Pesach, how much of a problem will be a problem in a Mavi. And that's really, it's a. If it opens into a chotzer, it's less problematic. We'll see later in the omid. Here, Thomas just says there's an opening. There's a gap in the wall. So Moore says the Rabbi Yosef is the Rabbi Ami. By less than the Rabbami. So Rabbi Yosef says, yeah, Rabbami's right, four Tvachim. I said, no, you need four Amis. Amal Chabayim, no. I says, that's not true. I could agree with Rabbami. Hasam Soif Mavi, Hachot Kilis Mavi. There was a Mavi there, and then a problem happened. So to sort of maintain the shame mavi that you have already, as long as you have four tefachim left, it's still called a mavi. But to create over here, you don't have a mavi because a kara lower than 10 tefachim is not enclosing an area. It's like you don't have a mavi which you're working with yet. So you need to create a mavi the chetchila. You need four amos. Okay. So where did I get this from? Where did I get this in my Yisoy that you need four Amos? Okay. That you can't rely on the het of either a lechi or a karu, either one of those, until you have at least two chatzeris opening into the mavi, and each chatzer having at least two batim. V'ibedalad hechemishkachas lo. If the whole length of the mavi, get a shem mavi, is four tefachim, that's the minimum length of the mavi, so how do you get. So you have two chaseres, one on each side. But the opening of an opening is considered the four tefachim is considered the size of an opening. So that means your whole side is open. You don't have a wall. So you have a wall which is four amas. You make an opening into the chaser of four tefachim. Good. The one on that side, one on that side, two on one side. I don't care how you do it, that's fine. But if your whole length of your mavi is four tefachim, where do you put the? So you don't have, it means you don't have a mavi anymore. You just have a door. V'chitema the pasuk lebedefen amsoi. So the answer is very simple. So the length of the mavi is very short, but there's this wide expanse in the back, and you have two chatzeres opening in the back. Maybe that's the pshat. But that can't be, because Omer Nachman, the Kitinon, we have a Masara, that Ezel Mavi, Shinitza Belechi Bekara, Kol She'erka Yosra Belechavi. It has to be longer than wide. So what we're suggesting right now is a very narrow width, a very wide width and a very narrow length. Length being the area as you're walking out. And you need batim and chaseres. Okay, so how is this going to work? So the Mora says, you see, even according to Abaya, which the length of the mavi has to be four amas, the fact that you have an opening into the chaser, which is four tefachim at least, and that doesn't bother me. So it means your wall isn't dalet amas long. It doesn't bother me. right? Because that's an opening into a chotzer. Where it takes it a step further, Rabbi Yosef, how's Rabbi Yosef going to answer this question? Which is the possibly be Karen Zavis that the opening is at an angle. So the chotzer opens in with the door which it was at an angle. Now, if you have a picture over there on the bottom, it's sort of not fair because they turned the picture around, and this time the curve is facing down is on the bottom as opposed to on the top. So it seems to be, at least according to Rashi's version, you have the wall of the chotzer of the Movi facing the front is one tefach long. On both sides, and then the back wall is less than that. It's less than that. It's a tefach for each side, so it's two tefachim, and your angle gives you something which is approximates four tefachim. It's actually less than four tefachim, and that's just its problem. And the two versions in Tosis of exactly what the correct picture is supposed to be, the Marshal's version and the Marshal's version. But leaving that aside for a minute, in other words, so we're going to say here means the whole wall. If your car is here, you have a tefach on each side, and you have a door which goes like this. And here's your chotzer, and there's a small wall here, and that's good enough. So it means you don't even have four tefachim worth of wall. But so you know that's called a wall. But since it's opening into a chotzer, not just opening to nowhere, that's not a problem of having a break in your wall. The case of before Rabbi Ravasi was just had an opening going to nowhere, but not into a chotzer. It wasn't opening into a chotzer.
So it could be opening into another wall.
There's some open space. There's just a rabbi went like this, obviously. So I don't. Okay, I'm Rabbiya. So Rabbi says, okay, so that's not, Rabbi Yosef has an answer that doesn't prove a bias point. I have a different source where I get it from. Damar Rami Varchama, Omer Rav Huna, Lechi haberleit midoif neshamovi pachas me'arba amas, yidim mishum lechi. The picture which they give you is on the bottom left in the Rashi. That a person built a house, let's say for argument's sake, a person built a house immediately adjacent to that left side of the Movi. And he built this wall, and he extended his wall into the opening of the Movi. It wasn't put there to be a lechi, it was put there to be part of the building of his wall. He wanted to have his wall extend a little bit beyond his house. It's architecturally sound, have the wall a little bit longer, gives a little bit extra strength to the wall. And it ended up closing off the front of the Movi. Sending it to the closing off the front of the Movi. So Pachas Arba Amos needed Mishum Lechi. If it was put to be a Lechi, the fact that it's Arba Amos wide is fine. But it wasn't put to be a Lechi. As we say, if it's less than four Amos long, it's called a Lechi. And therefore, Benesar Lechi Archa Latiroi. You would not need to put any other Lechi there. With Dalet Amos, if it's left of this item which is put there, is four amas wide. Nidim mishum mavi, b'tzar lechi latiru. It's considered part of that's. It's like you made a mavi there, so that you need a lechi. So Abai says, you see that the shame mavi comes with something which is four amas long. Rav Yosef says back, l'fuki b'tzar lechi adika arba amas. Heavy mavi, I feel about arba tzvachim nami heavy mavi. No, mavi is a mavi with four tzvachim, but that an item loses its name of being a lechi and becoming just a wall when it's four amas long. That's when it becomes a wall. Okay, let's see Rashi.
What are we worried about? Are we worried that it's moving into the space where the mavi was? So it's not a.
No, I'm not worried about it. Just the problem is
not allowed for you to say it's the extension of the wall.
Right, so I can't be matter my movi with it unless I put a lechi there. And the question is, can this extension become the lechi? Save us the tirch of baking the lechi, because we have one already. This extension of the wall is the lechi. So if it's less than 4 amos, the Mor says, yeah, that's a lechi. It's more than 4 amos. He said, no, that's not a lechi, that's a wall. So you need to put a lechi there to be mounted the movi still. Well, the Mor will talk about that on the base. Okay, let's see Rashi. It has to be 10 tefachim high.
The object, but you have a level top with the opening in terms of width and lefty width.
Well, it's the same 10 amas. Less than up to 10 amas it works. After 10 amas, it's you need source of peso.
Either one.
Yeah, you don't do both. Correct. Zek Rashi, Moshkoi. Shechakach, how long, this digging out that we're going to do, how long does that extend back? The Sheikh Erech HaMavi, going back in the length of the Mavi, Bedavra, how long? Zek Rashi, Bedavra Berlet, something protruding. Thank you. That's the word I was looking for. Kagoyin miut shayach lememar roichav. We had before. You're adding something to close the gap. You're adding something there. So you say, what's its width? Shemalach roichav. A davar hashakeya, which it's the opposite is true. Which it's you're digging in. Umakivas are some mechitzas, but it's enclosed by mechitzas around. Kagoyin chakach shayach lememar loshen meshach. How long does the chakach extend? Remember the bar leil tevach. Over there, you have the tevach. Over here, 4. The awesome. He said, "Ludoif," and you have a wall. Lumutika osi. Your goal is just to close the gap. Hacker ba'almasagi. I just need something to make it noticeable. So a tevach is enough to make it noticeable. You send the tevach, you notice it. Hacha the hashtahu the mashal leidoifin. It's not a wall yet because the wall is too short. The mavi is the mavi doesn't have walls which are high enough. So I have to create now the mavi. The hashu the mashal ledoifin the bein l'reviyasi the bein l'abaya bein l'schazi haydoifin the sheer heksher erech mavi sholem. So the amount of wall I need to create in a certain sense by making my mavi lower is the amount of wall you would need to enclose the mavi. The mavi, the minimum length of a mavi is 4 tefachim. And by clearly, the sheer meshach mavi is dalet amos. The minimum length of a mavi is 10 amos. 4 amos. No, so the back part is not considered rishus. Once that's true, so the rest of it goes with mela because it's not considered a rishus.
It's just considered a shorter extension of that.
That's an interesting question. You know, I'm not sure about that. Generally, we don't let you carry unless it's enclosed. It's not considered enclosed. It's not the car you couldn't carry in the back. You can't carry in the back because if you don't have walls, you can't carry. It's like a as much as you want, but the minimum amount to dig that it should work, that you should be able, the minimum amount that you can want to dig that you can carry anywhere, is what we're arguing about. You want to dig more, you can dig more. They have to open in there, but correct. No, it's the same thing as the Mor gives the answer later on. Right. I'm looking into that a little more to check on that. I should know the answer to that question. Okay. Minoksolim Shibitsarakai, one of the walls along the length has an opening in it. Klapir Roshu, Samuk Lakura Hemeno Belifnim, near the front where the Kura is, but not immediately adjacent to the Kura. Miesham Pastel, and Mishtar Minokosol, if the wall is still standing, or also pass, or alternatively you put a piece of wood there, Dala, which is four tefachim long, Bemokam Apirtsu, Samuk Lakura. So the whole, that part of the wall crumbled all the way up to the Kura, and you put a piece of wood there in the opening, which is four tefachim long, immediately adjacent to the Kura and going back. So Mata Pirtsu. Abba Gavshin, the Shire Shama Dayan Pirtsu, even though there's an opening, Adesu up to ten, now you have up to ten Amis. The Kim of the Yesh Heksher Orech Movi, Mina Kura Ada Pirtsu, there is a Movi beyond the opening. From the till there to the Kura, Lobadol Teres Pesach Mikamoy, that you don't lose the status of the opening of the Movi on the front area. Milsekoy still considered the opening. Therefore, Rekarosu Matirosu, the Kura is in the Kura in the Pesach of the Movi. If it's also Materis, and either there's a Pirtz on the side, not a problem. They keep the Lav Yesemi Yeser. Now that you have your Kura on the front opening of the Movi, which that's called the opening of the Movi, having a door on the side doesn't bother us. The Kim Lav Yosem Yasser, Taras Pesach, it's not more than 10 Amis, so it's a Pesach. Movi and Anipsum of Psachim Harbe, the fact that there are other doors doesn't bother us, as long as the Kura is on the doorway of the Movi, and it functions as a Kura. Inami Shafki Bnei Mavi Pisla Kama Benofkov Ayli Ba'i Pirtsa Mishim Nederach Kusari Hilehem. And see, even if people would start using the side door as the way to get out, because that's a quicker route than going all the way to the end of the Mavi. Filahaki Lebov the Taurus Pesach with Karmina Rishon, that wouldn't take away the status of the opening of the Mavi from the front area. Why? And therefore the Kura is on the opening of the Mavi. Mishum Dehavi Pesach L'dalad Hasuchim Loi. It's the doorway, the Kura is the doorway for the front for Tvachim. Because if you're standing there, that's you're going to go out. However, then Dalad Arach Riyam L'Kura the Yeshvan Heksha Mavi means you hold that the length of a Mavi is for Tvachim. You don't have four tefachim of enclosure in the front. So pachus megimel im apirtsa pachusim megimel less than three tefachim matter tikkun movi as a movi. The whatever you put in the front of the movi to allow the movi still works. Shrei kalav adami, because the wall doesn't have any openings. It's love it. Then kan pirtsa im apirtsa gimel in a matter. But if it's already three tefachim, so now you can't be matrit. So it means people are going to say, why should I go out to the front? There's a little open inside which I can use, which is quicker. So that becomes the pesach of the movi. But there's no tikkun on that spot. So the tikkun on the front is not on the opening of the movi anymore. And I don't have a pas da'alad to say, well, no, this is the movi still. So they go out through that opening. It's not considered the Pesach. Therefore, it's not considered the Kura. We'll talk about that later on. Again, this idea of the concern of Shavki Piskel Rabba, they leave the main, the front, the large opening, and they go up in this other one.
I mean, we were just talking before, right? If you had to elevate the floor in order to make it less than 20 amos, that we sensed that we wanted it to be a mukam that the people were actually using. And now, if you have the size.
That's what Rashi's saying. If I have a pas which is dalad, so even though people back here will go out here, but people over here will use this, so I didn't lose, like the Gemara's answer is that's soif. I don't lose the shame of doing a tikkun on the opening of the mavi, because this is a mavi. This itself is a mavi. So then I look at this as a doorway on the side.
Yeah, but as a practical matter, people may very well not use that area.
It's true. It's true. But okay, unless the case is above 20, you can notice it anyway as you're walking. What would be the case where you had the opening of 20 and you had the pierce on the side? I don't know. I don't think we're going to make a shini because of that case. Okay. So you see that the length of a movi is 4 tefachim. My bias is less later about Amir Vasi. He also, it has to be 4 amas long. So he would hold that this only mutter if the wall was 4 amas long, not 4 tefachim. So according to him, it's a curve, a non-movi, if it's not 4 amas long. But he says, no, the difference between soif movi and tchilas movi. Soif movi can go and hold there by Ravasi. Shekhar hoya movi, there was a movi. The ear of there was a problem. To hold on to the status of a movi, putting a pass of 4 tefachim there is sufficient. Tchilas movi, to create a movi, the chachilik, gabi chakak, the hashtag, also the shuye movi, you're making a movi right now, you need 4 amas. Batim mechatzeris, batim mepsuchim mechatzeris, mechatzeris the movi. You have 2 houses opening into a chotzer, at least, you have 2 chatzeris opening into the movi at least. Shekein oidarkim, shein batim, psuchim el chatzreim. The standard was that the house is opened into the chotzer, kol chotzer amur b'shas, v'mishtein el lifnei abayis. So chotzer meant the area in front of the houses, the court in front of the houses. Avashachuriya batim muksar rechol b'karele. They had openings behind the houses, that was called something else, it wasn't called a chotzer. V'yemir b'dalad, havimovi, if fourth tefachim is a movi, heich nater b'erech arboa, how can you Bimata Urach Abu Michti, Mir Khatseris is time. At least 2 Khatseris. Vein Pesach Pachas Medalla, the Pesach is at least 4 Tvachim. Vech Yiftas Yiftach, Pesach, Roich, where Abu, Bemeshach Abu, Yishenel Adalad. Ayan Mokam Absimen, where are the doorposts? Vodikul Purus, it's totally open. Yeah, I mean, the whole side is totally open, there's nothing there at all. You do it in the back wall. That 4 tefachim wide is enough. 4 tefachim long is enough. In a case where it's long, 4 tefachim, but it's very wide, so there's room to open up the 2 chatzeris in the back. Can't be. General, usually means a Masara means a Lacha Moshe Mesinai. Well, that's not relevant over here, obviously. But it means we have a Masara from a Rebbeim that Arka Yosho Rechavai, it has to be longer more than wide. Havi Mavi. Minitab Alechi Bekara. The Hetab Alechi Bekara needs a length longer than width. Of a Merub, if it's square, then Chatzalov is considered a Chatzar. You have to put either a pass of 4 tefachim or pass mashu mikan. You have to have at least 2, one on each side. Hecha the pizza bimaluyo the rishis ram, in case where it's open, where there's no wall, it's totally open. Kima the marta orka dalid kosher. So if the back wall is wide and this and the length is just 4 tefachim, rechava dalid chaser mashu. The Pesach is at least 4 tefachim. So they can't be. So again, so we're back to we you can't say that it's the wide in the back. It's wide in the back. So it has to be opening the side. So you'd be left with no wall. Bekeren's obvious. Tevach min a Pesach b'dofen emsoi gimel tefachim b'dofen a hemshich. And that's your picture on the side. One more Rashi. Lechi, a brother made up a movie, the second rech of a movie, will not ask the Shom the shame Lechi, Alahotzi binyonoi, but it passed based on Kedarach Shosim Mishim Kizik. Extended the wall of his house out through the front of the, across the front of the movie. So can that become a status of a Lechi? The answer is yes, if it's less than 4 ounces.